Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Special AIM podcast as we talk about our newest chapter, AIM India. I'm honored today to be joined by Sanjeev Mehta. Sanjeev, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much.
Could you start just by introducing yourself to our audience?
I'm an engineer by profession. I did my mechanical engineering and I was an oil man, and then I wanted retirement and I got into AIDC field. That's way back in 96. And it's become my passion, and I'm a system integrator providing various solutions. And that's it. I run a company by the name of RS Bakwaras, which is now 26 years old. And we are into AIDC all in all.
Great. Thank you for that.
That's it.
So AIM India was formally launched in March. Can you talk to me a bit about how this chapter was formed?
In 2019, we have an annual summit of all the AIDC companies. In 2019, after the summit, we felt, discovered that we have got, we are so far behind. The world has reached, lots of places ahead, and we are still nowhere near it. So Mr. Shekhawat and I, Mr. Shekhawat is the president of AIM India, we looked at the numbers of sale in India, and we said something has to be done. The world figures stood at $50 billion, and India in 2019 was $675 million. And even our neighbor China was at $11.7 billion. So we put on our thinking caps and explored the possibilities of how we can increase the AIDC pie in India. And hence was born the idea of AIM India. We wrote to AIM Global, we followed up with them, and they were kind enough to give us permission to start AIM India. And that's how we came into being, and various challenges which we face. For one, in India, there are very few AIDC manufacturers, unlike in US and unlike other places where there are so many, and primarily AIM is made up of the manufacturers. In India, we are primarily, the people in AIDC are traders or system integrators. So we looked around and we found the industry associations. They were encouraging, educational institutions were there. Government of India ministries are there, other large organizations using or planning to use AIDC. Then the foreign partners of the foreign manufacturers, they have the India offices, they were encouraging. And we have our own existing AIDC traders and system integrators. So we got a sizable prospective list, and that's how we are moving ahead.
So you talked about this a little bit, but why do you think there's a need for this chapter in India?
See, AIM Global provides a credibility to AIM India as a chapter. And when we are approaching the industry associations and other government bodies, so it is proving more fruitful that we have a credibility behind us. And AIM India can work full time and show the role and benefits of AIDC to, say, various ministries of the government, various industrial and non-industrial sector in India. And we can always, we look forward to getting assistance from AIM Global, like how they have done similar initiatives in other countries and other places. So we could, pick up the same ideas from them, and they could help us. And when we go to the government, maybe they can accompany us, maybe on a Zoom call or something. So that has got more power.
Great. And what are some projects for this chapter on the horizon?
Oh, India is in a very, very promising state. Our economy is growing the fastest. And for us, we have chosen health and pharma as one of the places, because that is something which is on the agenda, high on agenda in the government of India, and they are doing a lot of things, and they're going to do a lot of things. Then India logistics and transportation is another emerging field. That's the second field we have chosen for ourselves. And of course, the electronics industry is undergoing a boom in India, like the mobile phone industry. It has just taken off. So these are the three primary areas which we are going to focus first. And of course, there are others also, but these are the big things on the horizon.
Great. And why should someone join AIM India? What in your opinion, are the benefits?
To start with, the person who will be joining AIM India would become part of our international body to promote AIDC technology. So his horizon increases. Then he would become a part of AIDC knowledge sharing group, because all of us who are into AIM India have primarily joined to increase the pie, to spread the knowledge, to spread the awareness of AIDC all across. So they'll become part of this. And then we have access to a lot of case studies, which AIDC projects which have been done world over. So that becomes part of our learning. And then we will be access to various industrial and non-industrial associations. Like in India, we have got FICCI, CIA, ASSOCHAM. These are industrial bodies. So anybody joining AIM India would also have access to all these big industry bodies. And through AIM India, we plan to reach out to Government of India and enhance, and we can mandate, the government can mandate the use of AIDC technology into various applications. So that itself would be something which we'd be able to do worthwhile, bring about a revolution in the country to use AIDC. And I think we have, myself has spent 26 years in the AIDC domain. Similarly, so many other people are there who have got so much of experience. I think it's time to give back to the society, the rich thing we have earned and we have learned for so long. So these are a few things I think we can all come together and benefit from AIM India.
And what is value of AIDC technologies currently in India, and what do you see as the expected opportunities on this front moving forward?
See, 2 years back, we had compiled it. It was $695 million USD. That included the consumables and everything. And at that time, we were, the industry levels here. The industry in India was $192 billion. This is 2019. Now we are 2023. So we are much, much beyond that. We are much ahead. And so far, India has undergone a revolution as far as AIDC goes. All the toll gates have become RFID proof. We have started our national identity card, the Aadhaar. That has got a QR code, and that's promoting AIDC. Then the use of QR code is coming up very well in India. But still, we are tip of the iceberg. We're not even the tip of the iceberg, even smaller than that. The opportunity for anyone and everyone in the AIDC domain in coming years in India, because everywhere there's a need, and we have yet not explored it. People are not aware of it. They would love to use it.
And how can someone learn more about this chapter?
What we are doing is of course, there's always this word of mouth. We are getting our website up. That would be there. Then SEO is underway. It'll start soon. We are planning to have workshops all along with all the industry associations, for the public, for people to come in. And then webinars. We are planning to have talks, various talks in the various universities, various forums, various places, and sharing of case studies. And of course, newspapers, magazines, articles coming out. All the people, all the whatever creativity we can think of, we are there to be committed group of people to promote AIDC. That's how we want to do it. And AIM India becomes a natural choice for people because it has attraction of being an international forum. It has been successful for the last 50 years. So that's what I think. Is a very attractive proposition.
Great. And before we go, is there anything else you'd like to say to the AIDC community?
I'll say what India is standing up, and India is growing, and whatever Prime Minister says, the next station for everybody should be India, because We got a huge population, and which is now woken up, and we have started our manufacturing. We have started a whole lot of growth, and our GDP is expected to cross 7, which is the highest in the world. So AIDC community can look forward to, you know, being in India, touching base with India, and I'm sure they would be a win-win situation the moment they, you know, touch with India.
Great. Thank you for your time and insights today, Sanjeev. Greatly appreciated.